Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, rolling through the 96 days of summer. That means family four packs down to Disneyland and your first chance to win. Happening a little bit later on this morning at about 8:40, plus qualify for the grand prize, which includes an overnight stay that weekend down at a Disneyland Resort Hotel. So be listening for your chance to win that, all a part of the 96 days of summer. 6:06, Thursday morning, Carla.
Yeah, listen, people, get out there, get to State Line, do something, because that Mega Millions is creeping up. It is creeping up. It's up at $425 million.
Wow.
And it's going up by the minute. So, yeah. And I believe the drawing, I think it's tomorrow night.
Okay.
Is that Friday? Yeah, tomorrow night. So, get up there.
And we've said this before, that if somebody would pick us up some tickets.
I know.
Bring them by the radio station, we'll pay you.
But I know. Don't. I know, Mike.
Because we want a shot to win just as much as anybody else.
Yeah. So if we do, then I can get out of town or I can pay someone to kidnap me and take me somewhere cooler at this point. I'm with someone last night and we're just sitting there and it was like, are you okay? They said, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, you're clammy. I said, because it's like gross outside. God, I can't even, don't touch me.
The chin's in your neck.
God, that, and it's just, like, I put powder on, and then it's like, that doesn't work. And
nothing. Has it been like this before in other summers?
I know monsoon season, usually right. In August, it's kind of like this, but it just seems to be lingering with no rain.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm like baking muffins in my Knickers. I can't with the powder and the sweat and it's like the devil's crack, I'll tell you.
Maybe it happens today. Partly cloudy.
I hope so.
Slight chance of a scattered thunderstorm. High 107, or as our former weather guy Eric Randall used to say, a thunder boomy.
Thunder boomies, yeah. Yes.
Partly cloudy, slight chance of a scattered thunderstorm tomorrow, too. High 107 today, same for tomorrow, 90 now. Carla has another take. First take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
Everyone will now have the chance to see Bruce Springsteen's Broadway show.
Can't wait.
I know.
Hope I don't have to wait a year.
Nope.
More on that and some other stories after Prince.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, some cool stuff today. Sad stuff. On one hand, Mike, an Australian tabloid says that Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth have called off their wedding.
It's too bad.
Yeah, well, she's apparently not ready to get married or have babies. And he is. And this has been a problem. Like, his family and friends have not been thrilled about them being together.
Mm-hmm.
I act like I know them, but...
Yeah.
But, so family had been kind of, you know, begging him to see the light. And, but he, you know, he was in love with Miley, but now they say he feels like an idiot. Well, you know what? Relationships end. Liam, if you need to talk, I am here. You are so cute.
Join the club.
Yeah. Hello. Talk to Mike O'Brien about relationships ending.
Please.
Good God. Hey, the top five on the list of best classic rock albums to own on vinyl. This is really cool. Number one, Back in Black, AC/DC.
Mm-hmm.
Paranoid, Black Sabbath. Live and Dangerous, Thin Lizzy. This is number three. This is to own on vinyl.
Okay.
Number four, Sticky Fingers, Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
And number five, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
I think the Rolling Stones
cool
cover,
albums.
Just from the cover alone, the album.
Oh, yes.
With a zipper.
I have that.
That's
have
the one
that.
With the zipper,
yep.
Right?
And I have the one with the zipper, which they quit making after a while. They quit putting out.
That's a nice list.
It's a really nice list. Some of the other ones on there, Hysteria, Def Leppard, Rumors, Fleetwood Mac. Those, you should have those. On vinyl, if you have a vinyl collection, especially Fleetwood Mac's Rumors, you should. And people, listen up. We've talked about it a lot on this show. Bruce Springsteen's Broadway show, Springsteen on Broadway, that will be taped and it will be shown on Netflix December 15th.
Awesome.
I know. I actually really want to see that. You know, I've told you that people have said this show has been life-changing. Life-changing. So finally, you will be able to see that. On December 15th, Netflix.
You would have to think that sooner, probably later, it would make its way to the Smith Center.
I hope so. I sure hope so.
Myron?
I
don't
think so. I know. I was just going to say we got to call
Myron. I'm sure he's working on it already.
I would love to talk to him about that. You know what? I'm going to put those calls out because I just want to see if there is, you know, rumor or if they put their little feelers out there. So if you can't see it in person, December 15th, mark your calendar, Netflix. You will see it on there. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
Carly, you had mentioned those albums, vinyl.
Yes.
That you, if you're a classic rock fan,
yeah,
need to have in your collection.
Yes, good ones.
Fleetwood Mac was one of them.
Yes.
Rumors. And, of course, Def Leppard. You'd mentioned Def Leppard.
Uh-huh.
Here's Def Leppard covering. Everybody's covering everything now.
And you know I love who they're covering.
They're covering Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
And Personal Jesus. I like this version.
I like it too. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver.
I've seen them in concert a couple of times.
They're
and they're great.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if they're doing this now on the road with Journey.
Right. Well, it's funny you say that because so they're covering this Smashing Pumpkins, who are coming through here.
Yeah.
They're covering now Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven.
Wow.
I got to see if I can find that because it was pretty good.
Amazing. Backstreet Boys, Dinner at Fleming's. Tell you how to win that package in about 10 minutes. We have this package to give away. This is the Backstreet Boys over at Planet Hollywood, along with Dinner on Us over at Fleming's, West Charleston, or Town Center. Town Square.
Mm-hmm.
Town Square.
Town Square.
Let me play this for you, Carla.
Okay. No, don't.
I am.
Why do you do that? This is my next show.
So the Backstreet Boys, Zappos Theater, Planet Hollywood during their residency, $100 gift card from Fleming's. Which, you know, I love that place.
I know you do.
Just awesome.
And, you know, our winner yesterday, I'm using air quotes, sang. This is what Matt sang.
Yeah. So I notice a lot of guys are calling in for these tickets.
Yeah.
To appease their wife or girlfriend.
Well, you know, the one the other day, he actually texted yesterday and said, hey, you guys totally got me out of the doghouse.
Good.
Because he won those tickets.
Guys are allowed to be fans of the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to go just to appease your
wrong with that.
No.
Here's what we're going to do this morning, and we did this a couple of days ago for the Disney 4-pack.
Yeah.
A secret sound. Identify the secret sound, then text your answer to us so more people have a chance to win. Then out of all the correct answers, at random we'll select the winners. And hopefully get a hold of them before 7 o'clock. 702-739-9636, the number. All right, you want the secret sound? Here it is. Hold on. Yeah, all right. Here is the secret sound.
Oh, whoa.
All right, you want it one more time?
Yeah. Okay.
That's it. I know everybody's kind of like...
Wow.
John?
Please.
Nothing.
Look at me.
Okay. I'm looking at you. Looking at your new flip-flops.
No.
Here you go. One more time.
Okay. That's oddly familiar.
702-739-9636. If you know what that secret sound is, text the answer to that number. And along with your name, so we know if you're the winner, who we're calling.
Right.
And you have tickets for the Backstreet Boys and Dinner on Us over at Fleming's. Good luck. We finally found a winner, I think. We have Amber on the phone. Amber, tell everybody that secret sound.
Cutting paper with scissors.
There you go. You got it, girl. I'm not kidding you at all. You're going to see the Backstreet Boys and you're having dinner over at Fleming's.
Wow.
It's your own date night.
I know.
It is.
I don't know who you're going to take, but yeah, that was a tough one.
Yeah, it was. We always try to keep it to things that you might find in your office.
Right.
You know, something like that. But, yeah, it's hard when you're just hearing that.
Good job, Amber.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're going to see the Backstreet Boys during their residency, Planet Hollywood, in the Zappos Theater, courtesy of the Cal-Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. We're also going to throw in a $100 gift card to Fleming's, two locations, West Charleston or Town Square. I love that place. You're going to have a good time there. And it's all a part of KKLZ's 96 Days of Summer.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You're as cold as ice.
family four-pack down to Disneyland. Your first chance to win, 8:40, a little bit later on this morning, so make sure you're listening for that. They say partly cloudy, slight chance of a scatter thunderstorm today, tomorrow. High 107 both days, 91 right now. When did you know the honeymoon was over? The honeymoon phase of your relationship was over.
It's over.
That's what we want to know this morning. We'll talk more about that after Blue Oyster Cult. Need more cowbell. Don't fear the reaper. You know what? I still think to this day one of the funniest skits on SNL, more cowbell. Christopher Walken.
That was great.
Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper, Mike and Carla, Morning Show.
So funny.
7-Eleven. All right. The question this morning, I knew the honeymoon was over when blank. 702-739-9636.
Yeah, a polling firm actually did a big poll. They asked 1,000 people when the honeymoon period was over. Women say they wait 1 year and 4 months before they stop dieting.
Uh-huh.
Men, just a little over 1 year. Women, 1 year and 2 months before sitting in the bathroom while their partner's on the toilet. Guys, just about 1 year. And then men and women both, it's about 9 months before you're comfortable enough to just, you know, toot in front of your partner. Just let it out. What? What? We've been together a while. What? That's something I just don't, you know, anyone I've ever been with, they know I don't do that. So
Jody and I will be getting dressed in the morning because she gets up at the same time I do. And every once in a while, because we've known each other a long time.
Right.
Just as friends ran around in the same circle.
Yeah.
And we'll both be standing there, stark naked.
Yeah.
I said, did you ever think, back when you were married and I was, you know, doing whatever I was doing, that we'd be standing in our own bathroom?
Right.
She goes, why do you even say that? No, I don't. I never thought that.
What? Why are you asking me that?
Put some shorts on
and
or something.
Those things, too. I don't see women don't toot, so that's a whole thing. Now, listen, the person I'm sleeping with out there, if I do, please don't tell me. Don't tell me. If when I'm sleeping, please
don't
tell me.
For that person that I'm sleeping with, and you know who you are.
Yes, you do know who you are.
There's probably about 3 others going.
I know. Is she talking to me?
702-739-9636. See, that's why I don't do that stuff or can't do that stuff anymore. I knew the honeymoon was over when blank. Talk or text on the Centennial Toyota Talk or Text lines. We'd love to hear from you this morning. You knew the honeymoon was over in your relationship when, and then you fill in the blank.
Yeah, Henry says honeymoon's over when your wife or husband stopped doing things like opening the doors for each other and just basically being polite to each other.
I still do that every once in a while.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You always should do that. And on both sides.
Not all the time.
But. Right. Well, yeah. Just stand there. You got that, honey? No. Somebody else said when we women have the vapors in front of him.
Now, see, that's a classy way to do it.
It is, I know.
Rebecca, what about you? You knew the honeymoon was over when?
It was about 1.5 years into my 6-year relationship when he farted and did not tell me he was sorry.
See, you have to at least do the, oh man, I'm sorry, excuse me.
Up until then, he was really, really good about it. And then one day he just let it out and there was no apology.
You don't legally get to do that until you're over about 75 and not apologize. Then you can.
I'm gonna have to listen to this.
Yeah. I mean, even if you're not, you should show some remorse.
Yes.
In a way, so she goes, okay, because you want to be able to do it again.
Pretend you weren't expecting it. Don't act like you set it up and now you're not going to say anything.
Well, now it's just turned into one of those, you know, he'll do it all the time.
Oh, jeez,
so yes. It doesn't even matter anymore.
That's hot. Well, I'm sure it's the same thing when my grandson's over. Ethan and I are playing the fart game.
Right. Oh, jeez.
And Jody's just rolling her eyes going, really?
Are you serious? Is this what you're teaching him? Why don't you pull out some flashcards or something? Why are you doing this?
There's no other game you can teach him.
Exactly.
How about tag?
Oh my God.
Rebecca, you have a great day. Thanks a lot for the call.
You too. Thank you.
Anybody else? 702-739-9636. You're it. I'm sorry. Still taking some calls and texts. You knew the honeymoon was over when blank.
Oh my gosh. Steven says, I knew the honeymoon was over when I came home one day and my wife had a green mask on her face. and basically greeted me at the door. Hi, honey.
Oh, jeez.
I knew it was probably over. Mike says, I knew the honeymoon was over when I came home for lunch to actually eat lunch. Took about a year. Aw, Mike, no.
That's sad.
That is really sad.
I'm here to eat lunch.
Oh, wait. So we're actually having sandwiches? Oh, all right.
And she fixed them.
Yeah, yeah.
She has it all set up and everything else.
You're wearing clothes.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Kristen, what about you? When did you know the honeymoon was over?
Yeah, when you go to the bathroom.
Oh.
I just walked in the door and then I just turned back away. He's like, what are you doing? What's wrong? I said, no, I'm not ready for this. And he was ready for it way before I was.
Oh. That's what this survey says. Most guys are ready for that earlier than women are.
Yeah, because we don't care.
No,
to this day, you know, Jody will say, you don't even shut the door?
Right.
I said, but I didn't know you were coming around the corner or in the room.
Right.
I need space.
Yeah.
I'm a big guy. I need to breathe.
Is that it?
Yes.
I don't have a problem with somebody else doing that. And I don't have a problem with me doing it either, but I'm more likely to close the door. It doesn't bother me at all if somebody leaves the door open. That's fine. Uh-huh. I don't have a problem with that. But I like to, you know, it's like, I'll close the door. You don't have to hear me.
You want your privacy.
Here's another thing, and maybe this is TMI on Carla.
Uh-oh.
If I have a lot of business to do, mm-hmm. I want my clothes off. Take my clothes off. I want them off. I know. Woo! I can't believe
naked.
I just shared. Yes.
Wow.
And I don't need somebody, you know, walking past. Oh, hey, how you doing?
There's Journey, Don't Stop Believing, 96.3 KKLZ, where we love playing the hits of the 80s and more. Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 8.04. And all week long, we've been giving away family four packs down to Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. Your first chance to win a family four pack a little bit later on this hour at about 8.40. And being Thursday, it's going to be another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
All right, we picked out a good one for you, so make sure you're listening for that. Partly cloudy, slight chance of scattered thunderstorms today, tomorrow. High both days, 107, 93. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a couple of minutes.
Oh, this young, once young comedian doesn't feel so young anymore.
All right, we'll find out who that is and why, plus some other stories after the police.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I mentioned this a few weeks back, but Sony Pictures moving ahead with plans to make a movie about a plus-size superhero. Now, they say the film may possibly star Melissa McCarthy. She's already considered a superhero by many. People love her.
Mm-hmm.
And they say after the success of Black Panther, studios have realized that diversity on screen is a big deal. And they've got to start, you know, using it. A plus-size superhero going to be an inspiration, they think, for a lot of people. And a lot of people say she would be the best.
So this would be a female plus-size.
Yes, exactly.
What about a male?
Yeah.
What about a guy?
I don't know if that, like, super dad bod or something like that.
Yeah, a little overweight,
something
little
like
chunky.
That. I think it would be great. I know.
Flies, but low to the ground. And
yeah, this isn't set in stone, but okay. Yeah, either or. I think it would be fine. I really mean, that
opens a whole new can of worms. I mean, you think of all the different types.
Yeah, anybody can do anything. Mike.
Yes, they can.
And then we always assume they have to fly, right?
Yeah.
Superheroes have to fly. David Spade, he used to be that, you know, that cute little guy. Apparently, the younger women still like him, but he admits he feels a little out of touch when he dates someone younger.
I was out. I have an old Land Cruiser car, and I was out, and this girl goes on a date. She goes, "Do you have an aux card?" And I go, "I'm not getting it." Like I go, "OX, like aux?" And she goes, "What's that?" I go, "No, I don't know what you're saying. You don't know what I'm saying." But she goes, "Aux to plug it in." I go, "Oh, auxiliary cord."
Gotcha.
And I go, "Listen, it's a '95 Land Cruiser. I don't even have reverse."
Do you have an aux card?
I didn't even know what she was saying.
I know. Oh, poor David. Oh, my God. And, Mike, you know what? John Schaefer mentioned yesterday those young Thai soccer players, they spoke for the first time since being rescued from that cave.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally got what they said.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, "We can't believe Forbes thinks Kylie Jenner is self-made." That's what they said.
Is that what they said?
I just wanted to pass that on.
After all they've been through, they came out and that's what they said.
I'm not making fun. But even they were like, "Are you kidding me? Seriously?" Sorry.
You should have stayed in there longer.
Do a little callback. Yes,
sorry,
exactly.
No, that's terrible.
Oh,
that, you know what? We
no.
really didn't talk about that a lot. That
no,
truly was a miracle.
It was absolutely a miracle, and I shouldn't be so blown away. There's already a movie in the works. It
wow.
was there was a movie being talked about while they were still
yes.
in there. Kind of ridiculous, but thank God they're out there okay, and they're or maybe not. They're back in the real world. Some of them may be saying, you know what? Can I go back in the cave? There are days I pray that I'm kidnapped. I really do. Jeez. Oh, take me away to somewhere cool. That is my painfully deep take for this hour. Boy, I just went off the rails there.
You did. Giving away family four packs down to Disneyland all week long. Qualify you for that grand prize. The overnight stay at the resort down there. All right, your first chance to win coming up after Billy Idol. 8:37. Here you go. Happiest place on earth, down to Disneyland. Family four pack.
Okay.
Plus, you qualify for the grand prize, includes a two-night stay. Two-night stay? I think it's a two-night stay.
Two-night. It's a two-night. No, it's a three-night
three
stay.
Three-night
yeah,
stay.
Yeah, it's a three-night stay.
At
yeah.
Disneyland Resort.
Yep.
So, being Thursday, it's another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
Because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad. You know, my father, he gave me nose a tweak.
And told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word that saved me aching nose.
The biggest word you've ever heard.
And this is how it goes.
So all you have to do...
John knows this one.
He's so happy.
I know.
I got one.
Oh, I got one. Oh.
All you have to do is tell us the title of that Disney song. Not the movie, but the title of the song. Text the answer and your name to 702-739-9636. Do it right now. If you know the name of that song those lyrics are from,
okay.
Text it along with your name, 702-739-9636. Here it is, one more time.
Because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad. You know, my father, he gave me nose a tweak.
And told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word that saved me aching nose.
The biggest word you've ever heard.
And this is how it goes.
There you go. For a family four-pack down to Disneyland, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win that family four-pack down to Disneyland with another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
Because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad. You know, my father, he gave me nose a tweak.
And told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word that saved me aching nose.
The biggest word you've ever heard.
And this is how it goes.
All right, so from those lyrics, all you have to do is tell us what Disney song that is by title. And we got quite a few texts.
Yes, we did.
And from all the correct answers, Amy's on the phone. Amy, tell us and everybody else the name of that song.
It's Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Excellent.
Yes!
Excellent.
Oh, my God.
Amy, you are correct. It wasn't that hard, was it?
No, I've listened to that a lot. I know that one. That one's a good one.
I had to laugh because Amy sent the, like, if you Google the definition, when you
right.
Google the definition, she sent me the way, the correct
oh.
pronunciation
wow.
and the definition.
Look at her. Well, Amy, you have the Disneyland family four-pack, two-day, one-park-per-day tickets, and qualify for the two-night stay at Disneyland Resort Hotel, and a family four-pack of three-day, one-park-per-day tickets.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
It's all courtesy of the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet and all a part of KKLZ's 96 Days of Summer.
Oh, my gosh, thank you so much.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by CSN. It's never too late to enroll in CSN. Go to csn.edu.com. Guy in Memphis stole his date's car on Saturday night, and then he used it to take another girl out on a date. Cops used the GPS to track it down, and they've arrested him. So.
Okay, well, good.
Sometimes a guy has to do what he has to do.
Yeah, I guess so. Jeez,
to
yeah.
it.
Yeah, not when their dates are related. God, jeez, wait a second.
Guy in Louisiana called 911 on Monday just to find out if he had any warrants, which he didn't, but the cops arrested him for misusing 911. You
well,
can't.
Yeah, excuse me. Can you just tell me?
I'm really sorry. I thought I punched 411.
Oh, Okay. Wow. Okay. Stupid people.
Mm-hmm.
God.
They have to bust you now.
Well, listen, Apple, thank God, they're adding now 70 more new emojis to their phones and gadgets. They'll include gray hair, no hair, peacocks, lobsters.
Yeah.
Are these things that we're missing? I guess they were moon cakes, a party face, and a pleading face. I know what that one's for. I can tell you that right now. Send those nudes. Yeah, exactly. When, middle of the night, the you up. The pleading face. Oh, I know that
one. We didn't have those, right?
No, we didn't.
So somebody had to go say.
I don't know what a pleading face is. That's begging. That's my begging you. And Mike, you'll like this. The Illinois Department of Transportation, they are using digital road signs to remind people no texting, no speeding, and no ketchup. That's a reference to people putting ketchup on their Chicago-style hot dogs.
Yes.
Which is frowned upon.
You don't put ketchup on a hot dog.
In Illinois, yes. So no texting, no speeding, no ketchup. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely love it. It is Thursday. We are next in line, people. That's your other news.
There's Journey and Faithfully, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Hits of the 80s and more. As we do every morning, we wrap up the show with a feel-good story in a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
Cool ones to choose from this morning, but I wanted just a fun one today. Jasmine and Brandon, they were returning from their Disney World honeymoon on Southwest Airlines when flight attendants called them towards the cockpit. Could you guys come up here? They thought, what's going on? Well, they had shirts on that read, just married. The flight attendants gave Jasmine and Brandon champagne and pretzel bag headpieces.
Wow.
Jasmine got a toilet paper sash that read, just married.
Uh-huh.
Passengers gave the couple cocktail napkins that they wrote marriage advice on.
Oh.
A bunch of people on the plane.
Wow.
And Brandon said, to have people you don't know come together and care about people they don't even know was really cool. He said, and they all actually took time and wrote genuine advice on the napkins. Because they want to see us succeed, I guess, even though they don't know who the heck we are.
You know what?
I love that story.
Good
I think that's
for
cool.
Southwest Airlines.
Yeah, I know. They always do things like that.
Got to keep yourself busy on a
flight.
Yeah,
you do. You Whether definitely do. Just, you have some fun, too. Some of those flights,
doesn't matter if you're just sitting there or working the working the room.
Yes.
Got to do something. Well, exactly. If you have a feel-good story or a feel-good fun story you'd like us to hear about, just email it to us through our website, 96.3kklz.com. All right, 9:40 before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, carry you through your workday. Some of the things we're looking forward to tomorrow morning when
well,
we come back.
Yeah, we're going to continue to get rid of those Disney tickets. It's the last day, people, for those. We will give you another family four-pack. 8:40 in the morning, we will do that. And 6:30, be listening early if you want to win those Backstreet Boys tickets along with dinner over at Fleming's. That means a $100 gift card to do whatever you want with it.
Wendy Rush will have another family four-pack down to Disneyland. Your next chance to win, 11:40. Make sure you're listening for that as she keeps you company throughout the workday. Anything you missed on the morning show, catch up, keep up with a podcast of this show, showbiz news, interviews, and more right there on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. All you have to do is go to 96.3kklz.com, click on the Mike and Carla page. It'll take you right there. All right, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other, and we are back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.